You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered at 4:44. Coda has hired its next CEO, Joanna Pinkerton. The chief operating officer of the Transportation Research Center was approved by the board this afternoon, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Joanna.
Hi, it's nice to be here, Claire. Thank you for the invitation.
You studied civil engineering. You've worked in commercial construction and for county engineers. Most recently in your career, you've been at research institutions. So how are you prepared to run one of the state's largest bus companies?
So my career has, like many people's, evolved over the years. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's if you keep your mind open to the opportunities that exist, it will serve you well. And I've been very fortunate not only to be on the operations side of large organizations, both in the public sector and in research, but more importantly, I've been connected in the transportation world, where we now see manufacturers of products getting into partnerships and research with the infrastructure side, who has been responsible for maintenance, repair, and operation. And that's a pretty unique skill set. I think that will serve me very well with understanding how Coda, as a very functional and high-performing organization, can leverage these external relationships and continue to grow. And I feel like my background really lends myself to understanding not only the bus systems, but how they connect with everything else, including the cars and also the larger systems that we will need to develop moving forward.
On that note, Coda Board President Jean Carter Ryan said that, quote, Coda needs to be more than a bus company. How will you achieve that?
Well, right now is an incredible time in the mobility industry. It gets a lot of press, particularly in Europe, Asia, and now in the United States, where technology disruption is leading to new discoveries of how we can actually transform ground-based transportation. Being on the cutting edge of the conversation, leading the conversation, bringing in private partners who know what is available to us rather than waiting and putting ourselves in a procurement-only position, I think is going to open doors where we did not have access prior. A lot of the vehicle systems that are being adapted today could make our buses perform better. So it's not just about a single mode. It's really about inclusion of technology advances into all of the systems that we choose to use in the future.
Does that mean a possible branch into different forms of transportation, like a light rail or autonomous driverless buses during your tenure?
I think it's very reasonable that Coda and any transit agency in the United States will be diversifying their portfolio based on the technology advancements that are being rolled out. If you look at our peers in other states, they are running highly efficient bus operations. They are exploring fixed systems. They are looking into highly automated vehicles, connected vehicles, personal transport systems, systems that are connected to each other, where vehicles can peel off or join in platoons. So yeah, I can see where we will be diversifying our portfolio over the next decade.
Joanna Pinkerton, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Sure. I was glad to do it. Thanks for asking, Claire.